Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Our opening hymn is number 523 in your St. Michael hymnal, For All the Saints, number 523. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Today is November 2nd, the memorial of All Souls, and so I chose the violet color, which is appropriate for Lent and Advent season and for funeral masses, requiem masses. Today we begin our novena here at Relevant Radio for the Holy Souls. On the altar you can see we have stacks of paper. Each sheet has about 100 names. There are close to 360,000 names of friends and family that we're praying for in these days. Every day at Mass at noon, during the Chapel of the Drew every day at 3, and the Rosary in the evening at 7 p.m. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, glory of the faithful and life of the just, by the death and resurrection of whose Son we have been redeemed, look mercifully on your departed servants, that just as they professed the mystery of our resurrection, so they may merit to receive the joys of eternal happiness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offers, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus arrived in Bethany, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." "Do you believe this?" she said to him. "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. So during the month of November, the Church remembers the dead. We begin with All Saints' Day yesterday to rejoice with all those who made it to heaven. And in the stained glass windows here, you see some of them. And I imagine some of the people in the pictures here might be in heaven too, if they had passed away. We've got such good people. And then we turn for the rest of the month, remember, to pray for the souls in purgatory. And today we begin this novena at Relevant Radio. We've learned a lot from our audience because they're quite enthusiastic about this idea. I've never done a novena for holy souls before. How about that? And I bet almost all of our listeners have never done one before, but it seems to be catching on in the Catholic world right now. And we had more than 30,000 people send in names. You could send in up to 20, and if you wanted to send more, you had to fill out that form. And a lot of people sent in names, brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents, and things of that sort. And we're remembering the Kabul 13 as well, these heroic young men and women who lost their lives earlier this year in defense of their country and freedom. And I wrote an article today, which is on the app. It's in the email. It's on the website. And I raise the question, can our prayers really help the dead? And the answer is yes. It's all through God's grace. But the more we pray, the better things go. Now, the souls in purgatory, they died in the state of grace, but they're not completely purified yet. You can't get into heaven until you're completely purified. This is what we read in the Old Testament reading. As gold in the furnace, he proved to them. Now, that's kind of a frightening image, you know, the gold in the fire and it's getting toasted, right? But then again, we want our gold to be 100% pure. You know, we want it to really be brilliant, and that's what's going on. The souls in purgatory are happy because they know they're going to get out, right? They're suffering, but they're happy to suffer because they want to be purified. They don't want to appear in God's presence unless they're totally purified. So they can't help themselves, but we can help them, all right? And once they get to heaven, they'll help us. I'm sure of it. I mean, why wouldn't they? All right, we help them, right? So what's the best thing we can do for the souls in purgatory? Offer the Mass for them, because the Mass is the most powerful prayer. At the Mass, we have the re-presentation of Christ's suffering on the cross, but in an unbloody manner. And our ability to participate in it or derive grace from it depends largely on our hunger for it. So I like to tell a story about the value of a Mass. I tell every year when I'm at camp with the kids. And the story goes back to the early 1800s in a little town right outside of Paris. And one day there was an old woman walking along, and she had a cane, and she had arthritis, and she was poor. is just going down the street slowly, slowly. And she saw a butcher shop, and she walked in the door, and there was a butcher there behind the counter and his friend, an old captain from the French Revolution. They were just standing there. They looked at the old woman, and she said, "Would you give me some meat so I could have something to eat?" And they looked up, and they were respectful, and they understood the situation. And the butcher, the owner of the shop, said, "Well, what will you give me in return if I give you some meat to eat?" And she hung her head down because she was poor and she didn't know what to do. And then a thought occurred to her, said, "I could hear Mass for you." Well, the butcher wasn't a man of great faith, but he was respectful. He said, "Okay, you go hear Mass for me and come back and let's see how much that's worth." So she shuffled out the door down the street, and there was a church down there, and she went into Mass, and she knelt down, and she prayed for that butcher, and she went to communion. About an hour later, she came back, the door opened, and the butcher is surprised. She's back, and his old friend, the captain, is still standing there, and she said, "I heard Mass for you. Now, would you give me some meat so I could have something to eat?" And the butcher said, "Okay, well, let's see what that's worth." And he took out a piece of paper with a pencil, and he wrote down it, "I heard one Mass for the butcher," and took that piece of paper and went over the countertop where he had a balance to weigh the meat, right? And he put this little piece of paper on the balance. It weighed hardly anything, like a feather. And little by little, that balance scale went down to the bottom. He said, "Okay, well, let's see that. What's that worth?" And he went to the refrigerator and grabbed a clump of ground beef, 95% lean ground beef, USDA prime ground beef, right? And he put it on that scale, and the scale didn't move. And he said, "What's going on?" He moves around with the weights, and everyone is astonished. What's going on? That little paper seemed to weigh more than that 95% lean ground beef. So he went to the refrigerator, and he grabbed a ham. A big ham, like a honey-baked ham, 15-pound prime ham, you know, the kind you get at Christmas, right? And he brings it over to the scale, and he puts it on the scale, and the scale still doesn't move. And he's astonished, and he's moving the weights, and it's not moving. So he goes to the freezer and gets a side of beef, a cow. I don't know how he handled that cow or how he got it up there. Must have weighed a ton. And the scale still didn't move. They were astonished. And what's the point of the story? The value of the Mass is infinite. It's an infinite value. So we go to Mass these days, and we go to visit cemeteries so we can win graces for our friends and relatives, the souls in purgatory. And what a great gift God has given us with the Mass. It can save all souls, and it can save our soul. Now please stand for the prayers of the faithful. For our Holy Father and all priests, and for all those deceased priests and religious, that they may be brought to the summit of their vocation in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the Church, that as we celebrate All Souls Day, we will faithfully pray for those in purgatory, and prepare ourselves daily for our own face-to-face encounter with Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for government leaders, those running for public office, and voters, that all will be guided by the Holy Spirit, to bring our nation back to God and seek to serve Him in all we do, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all children who have died, and especially for the aborted souls, that their victimhood will cry out for the mercy of God and help end the culture of death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, and especially for the departed loved ones of all those gathered here today for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power and we trust in your mercy. We ask you to hear our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. You can send your prayer intentions to us at our website, relevantradio.com/pray, and we print those intentions out every day. We read them, we pray for them, 3 times a day at Mass at noon, during the chaplet at 3 and during the rosary at 7. And if you still want to submit the names of loved ones who've passed away, you can also go to our website and find the link there for the Holy Souls Novena. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. For through the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Almighty and merciful God, by means of these sacrificial offerings, wash away, we pray, in the blood of Christ, the sins of your departed servants. For you purify unceasingly, by your merciful forgiveness, those you once cleansed in the waters of baptism. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For even though by our own fault we perish, yet by your compassion and your grace, when seized by death according to our sins, we are redeemed through Christ's great victory, with him called back into life. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth. Before your majesty without end, we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. If you're watching at home or listening in the car, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Fun is let perpetual light shine upon them, O Lord, with your saints forever, for you are merciful.
Body of Christ.
Jesus, we adore you, who in your love divine conceal your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. I hope you can join us today at 3 for the Chapel of Divine Mercy and or the Rosary tonight at 7. This is our pledge drive week. 4 times a year we come to you and we ask you to prayerfully consider making a donation to Relevant Radio, and that pays for our operating expenses for the next 3 months. You can go to our website, relevantradio.com, if you wish, make a donation there or on the app, or you can call 877-291-0123. Let us pray. Having received the sacrament of your only begotten Son, who was sacrificed for us and rose in glory, we humbly implore you, O Lord, for your departed servants, that cleansed by the paschal mysteries, they may glory in the gift of the resurrection to come, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe, as in past centuries when you interceded.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.